The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ICFirsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem-solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life. But when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's better, HELP.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And you must have all taken some liquid luck, because today we have a special bonus episode, and we are joined by some special guests to help us bring it to you. We're diving deep into an awesome event held close to all of our hometowns, the Wizardly World of Kett. But before we get, you know, too saturated with some details, we need to say hello to our guests. We want to say a huge welcome and thank you to these three lovely ladies that are going to help bring this event to you. Heather Mollerchik, Alyssa Maisie, and Robin Spano. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, guys.
So we want to thank you so much for being with us again. And we're kind of like, it felt like no time had passed with us. I feel like we're just, you know, old friends hanging out.
Yep. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Of course.
It's crazy. Last time we talked, Tiffany, Alana was not born yet.
No.
Yeah, she has a baby wizard now. Witch.
I do. So I have a crazy little witch. Yep.
All right. So, we should probably start, in case any of our listeners didn't hear our episode from last year. Or, you know, even if you did, you should really get to know these ladies, because they're pretty great. So, would all three of you like to take a little bit to introduce yourselves? Maybe talk a little bit about your roles and, personally,
your Hogwarts house.
I would like to try and see if I remember everybody's Hogwarts house.
Ooh.
Okay, that's a good challenge.
I think I do. But you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves first, and I'll think on it a little bit.
Okay, I'll go first. My name's Heather Mollerchik. I'm the executive director for Main Street Kent, and we're the crazy people behind the magical weekend that we put together here. I've been here for 8 years. This event has been here for 4 of those years. This is our 4th year doing this. And our real goal in everything we do is to make our community a super fun place to be, to support our local businesses and some local charities at the same time. So this event helps us do all those things.
That's so awesome.
My name is Alyssa Maisie, and my big role with this event is the Run That Shall Not Be Named 5¾K. This is my 3rd year being involved with this event, and every year there it just keeps growing and growing and growing. And it's such a awesome opportunity for me to be able to be involved with Main Street Kent in this capacity. I also work at Kent State University in international programs. So this is my way of being able to give back to a community that means so much to me and help so many of my students. So it's really great being able to work with Heather and Robin, who was the Volunteer of the Year last year, I'll just say.
This is Alyssa, who's the Volunteer of the Year this year.
See? Nice. I think she's a Phil.
Yeah. I'm Spano. I'm also on the board of Main Street Kent, and I do the social media for the Wizardly World of Kent. So all those weird posts that you see are...
You've been killing it this year. Killing it.
I've been retweeting you.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. I love it. Yeah.
All right. All right, let's see. Heather, I do believe that you are a Ravenclaw.
I think that's what we said last year, but I really
she's never taken the test.
All right. I think I remember someone saying, you said I was shouted across at the table that I was Ravenclaw. And then Alyssa, I believe you're a Slytherin.
You're very good.
And yeah, Slytherin.
And Robin would be a Gryffindor.
Absolutely.
Wow.
3 for 3. Yeah.
Really good. So,
you get a special prize at Wizardly World of Kent.
Oh, yes.
You may have to take the test now.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Whether you guys are right or wrong. I'll send you the sorting test. And you can give this to me. I'll get sidetracked.
I need that to happen.
I actually had someone at work today call me, and they heard me talking to someone about Harry Potter, and they're like, what were you guys talking about? And this other person had no idea, has no idea what it is. They're like, what are you talking about? You belong to different dorms. And I was like, yeah, houses. And she's like, well, why is this other girl a different one than you? I'm like, oh my God, we're starting at ground zero here. Okay, how much time do you have?
How much time do you have?
Every house is the most important question I ask them. Everyone in my phone is sorted by house, including muggles and squibs, and everyone has some sort of identification.
That's amazing.
Actually, the other day on Facebook, somebody posted a status, and it said, Harry Potter is the most overrated thing. Try and fight me. And I immediately unfriended that person. Somebody that I thought, was a friend, but nope, not anymore. They're out.
Oh, my God.
Those are fighting words.
Yeah.
Don't mess with the magic.
No, you don't.
All right, so now to the juicy part about all the details. What exactly is the Wizardly World of Kent for those of you who have not listened last year and have not attended? I know that we've talked about it a lot on the pod in the past couple of weeks. We've been trying to tell people that we're going to be there.
Every June, we just start dishing it.
What?
Every June, we just start, dishing it out. Oh my God, we can't wait.
Come and meet us. Come hang out with us. It's always a good time. So can one of you lovely ladies tell us when and where the event is taking place?
Yeah, so the event is actually, we've expanded to an entire weekend. So we're kind of theming it the Wizardly Weekend. It starts on Friday, July 26th with a 5 3/4 K, the run that shall not be named. And that begins at 7:30. So it's non-competitive. You can walk, you can run, you can crawl, you can fly. strollers and dogs, of course, are welcome. Like I said, we don't chip time it. So, you're just kind of getting a really awesome run or walk around Kent State's campus. The campus is absolutely beautiful. It has totally transformed over the last 5 years. So it really gives people an awesome opportunity to see how our community and our Kent State University communities connect.
And if you're playing Wizards Unite, it's a really good place to do confoundables.
Mm-hmm. Oh, true.
Campus.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Robin, coming in clutch. I didn't even think about it.
Yeah. always. That's a Gryffindor.
I do it every day during lunch. I go walk up to the May 4th Memorial, and there's a ton of stuff there.
Yeah.
I just love her.
And then after the run that shall not be named, we have the Wobbly Wizard Bar Crawl. So participants can get a really awesome lanyard and a glass presented by Magic Hat Brewery. It's just a way to kind of see more of what our downtown has to offer as far as nightlife goes. There's a lot of different bars and everything participating with, like, drinks.
11 bars.
Yeah, 11. 11 bars. Everything.
Nice.
Robin, get the bell.
Oh, thank you. The bars will be making some special potion shots that people can order.
Awesome.
And,
There's also for every entry, when you buy your entry to the bar crawl, you get a raffle ticket to win an evening.
It's an overnight stay downtown
at the Crown
Cleveland.
Plaza, and two tickets to a Broadway series play.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like up in the ante a little bit, you know?
Yes.
Like you definitely need them.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Let's go, you go enter. Then you go to bed, and then you wake up super early and super excited because the entire city of Kent gets transformed into a wonderful, magical land of awesome. I don't know if I can cuss. I just said I'm so. we'll bleep it. There's just magical things everywhere. Every business that participates does a decoration of a storefront. Photo props go up. We turn the Hometown Bank Plaza into a Goblin Bank Plaza. We have the Forbidden Forest and Dragon Alley all completely transformed. It's so incredible to see the amount of energy that people in our community put into this event. That begins at 10 a.m. And
this year we also have the professional Quidditch team, Cleveland Riff, will be there in the activities.
What?
And demonstrations.
That's so fun.
What? That's awesome.
Yeah.
So awesome.
8 o'clock, 8 p.m. is the ending time for the main event.
Saturday. 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
You guys are on your own at the booth. Okay, I'm going to go play with the Quidditch people. All right.
I've always wanted to watch, like, a real Quidditch game.
Well,
like, college.
Now's the time.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
So cool. Awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they'll be demonstrating and letting people come in and participate. We'll have it kind of the field area kind of taped off, but it won't be like an actual game. It'll be more like demonstrating and stuff. And then have
skills.
They'll have their uniforms and all of their stuff out for photo ops and stuff too.
That's
so
cool.
That's so fun though to get like Quidditch into more colleges and high schools and everything because it really is like it really is growing. I saw that the World Cup next year is coming to Virginia, I think, and I was like,
wow.
We have to go.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm in.
Yeah.
We can go
and
together.
Kent State has, like, Kent Quidditch shirts and stuff, too, so it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. We have those.
Mm-hmm.
So for the vendors, the first year, there were 8 of us on the sidewalk. Katie and I were one of them.
We were there.
Just saying.
You are the OG crew.
Yeah.
Second year, there were 40 and food vendors with Main Street shut down. The third year, there were over 100 vendors and food with 3 streets shut down, I think. So what can we expect this year in terms of, like, the size or growth of the event?
Well, we expanded the footprint just a little bit so that we would have a nice area to do the Quidditch and to include another business that's located down on North Water Street. So as far as the footprint goes, it's close to the same, just another partial block added on. We always try to bring in enough outside food to accommodate the crowds, but not to overdo it so that our businesses don't get people coming in too. So we've tried to make a good balance there. I think we have about 12 food vendors, and that includes a couple that don't do like meals. So like our local popcorn shop will be out there, a couple of smaller scale things. And then as far as the vendors go, we actually shifted it to a more kind of a strict guideline on what we would accept this year. So really handcrafted, super cool stuff. This mass-produced, like, knockoff crap that people can just order online if they really want to. But, like, we want handmade cool stuff that people are really took the time to make and that people are really looking for. So we have a little bit fewer vendors as far as the merchandise goes. It's more like 80 this year instead of 100. But we have some more activities too. So there will be
very intentional with yes. the product and the organizations that were coming. And we wanted to make sure that they were representing themselves and their product in the best way possible for our community.
So you went for quality over quantity for the event.
Absolutely.
Is what I'm hearing from you. Yeah. And I really like that. And I'm sure that those people, you know, have their Etsy shops and everything and probably get their business cards out and all of that for custom made stuff as well, yeah. I would think. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
As a vendor, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And we tried to limit because everybody's selling wands. And so we tried to at least pare back a little bit on that. It's tough because you have people that are like making with a lathe with their grandfather, these amazing wands. And then you have like chopsticks with glitter on them. And so trying to have a balance so little kids can still get something for pretty cheap, but people that want to invest and get something super special, they can do that too. Mm-hmm. So I think we got a good balance. And unfortunately, some people were left out that had been a part of it in the past. But that's just kind of what we have to do to keep the quality of the event up. And
yeah,
I think it's for the best.
You guys are just doing your job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it makes us feel like we're pretty amazing.
I know, right?
You are special.
Super quality.
Yeah. And then last year we had behind our music shop, we used this parking lot for the vendor area. And it wasn't really, I don't know, it didn't feel real fair. The exposure that the vendors had in that area weren't the same as out on the main streets. So we're not putting any vendors back there this year. We're making, we're calling it Woodsy's Hollow Game Zone. So we'll have cornhole and just a couple of, parking
giant
lot.
Jenga.
Yeah, giant Jenga and some just kind of parking lot game things people can just do for free to just kind of hang out and
take photos.
That's a good idea.
That's a really good idea. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Kids need somewhere to let some energy out.
I think one of the best things about like just Main Street Cut in general is like you guys always take into account criticism. Like you'll take what people say to heart and you'll be like, all right, well, we'll fix this, or we saw that this wasn't working, let's try something else. I super appreciate
the events are always evolving, not even just Wizardly World of Kent, but all of the events.
Yes.
And yeah, as a member of the community, I love that. So
I will definitely say that is one of the best parts about working with Heather and her team, who are the full-time staff here. Robin and I both just serve in volunteer roles, as does the rest of our committee, with the exception of Leslie Sickle, who actually works with Heather. But the way that they receive constructive feedback, not only from us as committee members, but the community as a whole, and then they come to us with, okay, so we need to change this, we need to add this, we need a new idea, how can we fix this? It's so great to work with, and it makes volunteering such a blessing and something fun. You know, it's not something that I'm like, oh god, I gotta go volunteer again.
It's
like, oh.
Yeah,
like, so cool
it is. It's one of the best things, and I've been telling like all the other teachers that I work with, I'm like, listen, the end of July, like, you have to come out. It's like not even just to see me, but because a lot of them love Harry Potter and they love festivals like that, and it's just such a good summertime feel. Even if you're not a diehard Potter fan, like, you still have a really good time. If you have some people in your family that like aren't really into Potter but you are, and they're on the fence about coming, it's still such a good fun summer activity to go to.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. A good vibe. And that's like that our city manager and all of our city people just love having. It's such a good crowd of people. There's like, knock on wood, but there's never any problems.
Right. You come there and it's impossible to not smile. Like, you can ask not like anything magical, but you see somebody that put so much time and energy into this costume. Like, you can't help but to look at them and be like, wow, that's really cool.
Yeah. Robes with their wand, and they're so adorable,
and they're just so stoked to be there. Like, just so, it's so cool.
Yeah. And everybody who does cosplay that I've met that goes there, even the people that I
think last year a girl brought her little garden snake with her, and they're so friendly, and I'm like, can I pet your snake? And she's like, yeah. Like, okay, cool. Everybody's just so friendly, and they'll take pictures with everybody. Like, the guy who dressed up as Dumbledore last year was taking pictures with everyone, and I'm sure there was more than one Dumbledore, but there was like one guy who had it like full on. He was amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was taking pictures. Yeah. It was great.
Mm-hmm. The Malfoy family are the best every year.
Yes.
I saw them. I remember them. Yeah, they're so good.
And they're so kind, and they will stop and take pictures hundreds of times.
Yeah. I love that one.
Last year, I took pictures with a rooster that was there. That was cool.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Remember the rooster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With, like, I don't remember.
With the dude who's dressed as Dumbledore, the natural co-op.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was awesome.
Okay, so next question. We heard you guys mention the Run That Shall Not Be Named is coming back. Are there any spots still open? Like, can our listeners go and sign up to still be a part of it? And how many are open? Is it, like, close to being closed off or not really yet?
So, we limit it to 500 people just because, obviously, like, crowd control and everything. And I'm getting, like, between 20 and 40 registrants every day still. So we do have a few spots open. I do not anticipate it lasting very much longer. So if your listeners are super stoked and they really want to do it, the medals are super awesome. If I do say so myself, I designed them, so I think they're pretty great. Shameless plug. So I would tell people to register sooner rather than later. Race day registration will not be a thing.
Okay.
So
okay.
Have to pre-register, and it closes on July 24th.
Okay. Awesome.
Good to know. Good to know.
Same question for the Wobbly Wizard Bar Crawl. Is there a limit on how many people can join that, and are there still spots open?
There are still spots. We will cap it at 500 if we have to. Most of our bar crawls we sell at least 300 tickets to, but we figured we'd stretch it to 500 because we know people come from so far, and we want them to have more than a couple of different options of things to do on the weekend. So we just started selling those tickets a week or two ago, and every day the ticket sales are picking up. So
okay,
yeah,
cool.
When does it end? The ticket sales for the bar crawl?
until we sell out
till the event.
Yeah. Okay. Order all the stuff.
Okay.
So,
Are you guys having commemorative shirts again? And where can we buy them if you are?
We actually hired a local artist, cartoonist, to do our custom design this year. So it's totally different from
past.
Yeah. We wanted to get a little crazy with it. So they're available on our website and through the Facebook page. It's an illustration, and it's pretty cool. I don't even know how to explain it.
Yeah, and the shirts are, they're like t-shirts, and they have that like vintage 90s piping around it. So it's super cool, and it's a super unique, awesome design. Like Heather said, the guy's local, and Robin loves his work.
Yes. I went to school with him. His name's Jay Gelkoff.
That's awesome.
I am looking at it right now, and it's so cool.
We'll have to share it on our page.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
we'll
share it on our page. Yes.
It's really different than anything we've done in the past, which is what makes it just so unique and so awesome.
Yeah.
Where can people stay who are traveling? I do know a couple of our listeners are staying at the Kent State Hotel, but I don't know if there are other places that you guys are working with as well for.
I think the hotel downtown might be booked already. They only have about 100 rooms, maybe a little bit less. So there's a couple of surrounding communities that have lodging. Streetsboro is the next town over in One Direction. They have several hotels, and Brimfield as well.
I believe there's a Holiday Inn in Brimfield close, right?
Yeah, it actually
a couple girls are staying in Brimfield.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally like on the edge of Kent and Brimfield. So it's a drive, but it's nice. It's a total treat to be able to stay right downtown. That would be the best way, but
Well, we got our rooms early.
Yeah, for sure.
And there are people who can't go camping. There are a lot of campgrounds around, so they will camp for the weekend.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Are you guys having transportation similar to the years before where you would bus people in from, like, the high school? Or, like, how do you recommend the parking situation and getting into the city for the event?
We're doing exactly the same as last year. So you can hop on the shuttle at our high school. and that'll run around the clock from beginning to the end of the event for $5 for a carload.
Oh, great.
$5, hop on and get dropped off right at the edge of the event so you don't have to worry about parking.
Yeah, you can't beat that because it gets crowded.
Yeah.
And we look at the local theater group from Kent State. So we help them raise that money for themselves. That's not a word for themselves. So that's kind of part of another big piece of the joy of this whole thing. The theater group gets to raise money to do the shuttle. We have some Boy Scout groups selling water in a couple of different areas of the event. The Kent Junior Mothers, they do our safety town in our city. They'll be doing a little wand making station so people can walk, pay, and make their own little wand. Mm-hmm. Children's Advantage is the one that we choose to benefit from our scavenger hunt, so people can buy a scavenger hunt card for $5, go around and look for things, and get entered to win prizes, and then all that money goes towards Children's Advantage.
The JCs are doing costume contest.
Yeah, the Kent JCs host those at the Forbidden Forest, so they'll have four costume contests this year based on age groups.
And Habitat for Humanity does all our, God bless them, our trash pickup and keeping clean, and we love them.
Yeah. Right. So we bring in money from sponsors and vendors, and then we spend it on paying for these things to be done and then supporting these organizations. So it works out really well for everyone.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's another thing I love about you guys. Like, it's just it's all community.
It's all about the community.
So cool.
Yeah. It's all about the people.
Right.
It is. Yeah. It is. Are there any new events this year besides the Quidditch?
We do. Our entertainment has changed actually quite a bit. And when you talked about how we take what people's feedback and kind of tweak things as we go, we really kind of look to people that attended to see how the entertainment was. Even our sound guy was like, oh, when this happened, everybody kind of left the area. I'm like, well, let's not do that again. So so we have the Akron Zoomobile is coming to do a presentation about magical creatures, including owls, snakes.
That's awesome.
Tarantulas. Oh, my goodness.
Never mind, can't go.
We have a professor coming to do some kind of like the history of magic and about dragons, so more like a presentation in that way. The Trollhole Museum is coming, which is it's kind of storytelling and dancing and trolls dressed up.
Poppy might be here.
Poppy might be.
Poppy. Okay.
That's great. I just got really excited.
See, there's something magical for everyone. Right. Even if you're not like a huge Potterhead person per se. Who doesn't want to learn about animals and Poppy?
Right. And then, of course, we have these Swish and Flick folks doing a trivia, which is going to be fantastic. And then the Bobaton dance classes are coming back. That was a popular thing. Mm-hmm. And then we have a couple businesses doing things. One will be doing like a brunch with trivia again. And then we have one doing some Potter-esque painting classes that people are pre-registering for. We had that on the street the last couple years. Yeah. Where we decided to let a downtown business do it. They do that anyway. So we're not having the street vendor do it. We're having the business do it. It's actually called Handcrafted. She's right by the Forbidden Forest as well. So yeah, we switched it up a little bit, added some fun things, and I don't know. Did I miss anything?
No, I think that's pretty good.
Sounds great.
And then you guys will also be doing a live podcast in addition to your trivia, correct?
Yes ma'am, we will.
Yes.
Exciting.
So exciting.
4:00 at the Gringotts Bank Plaza.
Ooh.
What are each of you most excited about this year? If you could pick one thing that you're just stoked to see, what would that be?
Okay, so for me, the community coming together totally makes me so excited. I just love seeing everybody from no matter who you are or what you do in your day-to-day life just coming into our place and just being together. I'm obviously a huge community person. I love community engagement. I love, you know, giving back to your community. I love connecting with people. And so to see everybody kind of come together over this, like, super magical thing is so great. Also, just because I'm biased, the run that shall not be named is always really great for me. I'm a big 5K runner myself, and I run marathons, half marathons, all that stuff. So anytime that I can see people doing something that is either a walk or a run or going toward their mental health and wellness and their physical health and wellness, I get super jazzed about it. So I love the people.
Volunteer of the year there. There you go.
Yes. Honestly.
All those things. Oh, I don't know. I love, there's actually some businesses will take the time lapse video and show the humanity that comes in and gets their butterbeer ice cream and things like that. And then you can watch that in like 30 seconds. It's so amazing. And just hearing where people come from, and it makes mm-hmm. out of our town that, like, people came here from Texas and Canada. Like, that's fantastic. Amazing. It's so good.
Yeah. I create some of the props, and my favorite thing is to see people interacting and taking selfies mm-hmm. and appreciating what I did and sharing it with all those fans. That's so rewarding. Yeah. I really love doing that. And I have new props this year.
Ooh. That's exciting.
Robin is so crafty. I don't even think she, like, gives herself the credit that she deserves. But her so a lot of the hand-lettered signs that you guys see, it's all done freehand by Robin. She's an amazing artist. She can free sketch, draw anything that you ask her to. Her 3D props are incredible. You'll see. I'm not sure if she's going to tell people what they are or not.
I was inspired this year by Game of Thrones. So a nest of dragon eggs.
Ooh!
How fun.
I'm excited. Oh,
I can't wait to see that.
Right. So something magical for everybody, yes.
That's right. Little Game of Thrones action in there, too. Awesome.
Robin truly is the mother of dragons.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Down. It is long and blonde and beautiful. She is Khaleesi.
It is.
Oh, and she has a tint of purple to match her shirt.
Swish and Flick purple. Hello.
Very nice.
I love it. About how many people attended the event last year? Do you know off the top of your head?
It's a giant guess for the world. I mean, I've even asked the police department, like, hi, do you have a way of, but you look at the drone photography, mm-hmm. it's like, I mean, can you figure out by square inch in these pictures how many people were here? The guess is at least 10,000.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Probably more. Yeah.
10 to 15 is the guess. 10 to 15,000.
I can't ring the bell that many times. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah. Do you think you're going to be expecting even more this year? I would assume so.
I don't see why not. I mean,
yeah.
The traction continues on the social media, which is what we count on. I mean, we put signs on our downtown, like electronic sign to tell what's going on, but yeah. Sending press releases out, that's all we do to promote the event. So
yeah.
Social media.
Queen. In any other way. No. It's just social media.
And word of mouth. Yep. Getting it out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, go ahead. No, go ahead, No,
you go ahead.
And like you guys said, because we take constructive criticism from our community members that come and participate, I feel like that's only more of an incentive to want to come back. You know what I mean? It just keeps growing and changing to what the people want. So, you know, really awesome for the whole fam.
Yeah, you guys do phenomenal work.
You do.
So this is the fourth year in a row, which... I can't believe it's been that many years already. Did you ever expect it to get to 4 years? And how does it feel to run, like, such a big, successful event?
Exhausting.
It's not the intention at all. I mean, I think that was clear on year one. Like, we're going to, there's a book release, and we're going to draw a squirrel and put some glasses on him, and it's going to be a fun little activity.
That was it. It was supposed to be a one-night book release, let's have a little tiny party in the alley, and all these people showed up, and we had no idea that was going to happen. It exploded, and we're like, all the businesses said mm-hmm. you have to do it again. It's such a success, so
yeah,
it snowballed.
It did.
So talk about it from the day after the event until the day of the event the following year. So it's a little overwhelming because it takes a lot to put it together, and you want good, and you want it to be right, and you want people to come. So
I will confess that there are times that I wake up in the middle of the night and go, oh my God, it's weeks away. Oh my God.
Well, you know, if you're talking to us, you're getting really close.
Thanks.
Just send her into a panic attack, Tiff. Way to go.
Listen, you can call me anytime and talk it out.
It's always so funny. The day after the event happens, it's usually right around Heather's birthday. So our birthday gift to her is always, we don't talk about it again until after January 1st. Yeah. So that's when we're able to kind of break ground with it one more time. Yeah. So,
It's healthy. It's a healthy break.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys have like a special memory that sticks out from any of the past 3 years at all? Maybe, I know you guys already said your favorite cosplay, but maybe another one or just something that was kind of special to you.
Seeing a couple come in their wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. The bride and groom came to the alley the first year and took pictures with the props in their wedding attire.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's so cool.
That is so awesome.
If there's any listeners out there that are getting close to like proposing to their significant other, I think that would be really cool to put the ring in a golden snitch. So if there's anybody listening, you're welcome for the super great idea. that would definitely be my favorite memory of this year if it were to happen. I think that would be super cool.
If they want to arrange something, we could possibly arrange something.
Yeah.
To do that.
I'm totally willing to take responsibility for that. So my Instagram handle is @amazy2. If you want to engage at this event, let me know. I'll help you figure it out.
Right. I love that.
They actually did have a proposal last year.
I missed it.
They asked, they emailed and said, where would you suggest it be a good place? And I told them like down by the park by the river, because you look up and that's all you see is the event. So I never saw any pictures, but
that was probably when I was stuck in the porta potty.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Changing toilet paper.
Yeah. Gotta
keep the people happy.
All right, so the next section, we just kind of wanted to talk about our personal experiences at the event.
We haven't heard from you, Meg.
It's been a while, but I asked a lot of questions in the beginning, so it's
okay. No. I meant we all gave our personal experience at least once, but we didn't get yours last year.
So I've gone every single year. I have been every year as a vendor, but we always make sure that we take time away from the day to, like, get out and go explore and enjoy it. And last year, our listeners who came were so awesome because they made sure that we got to try all of the different foods and stuff, too. They would go wait in the lines, and they would bring us stuff back to try, so we got to try the butterbeer ice cream.
Yeah, they would just, like, pop up, like, oh, here, I got you ice cream. I'm like, oh thanks.
So that was a lot of fun. And it's just, like, I never would have imagined that an event like this would take place in my hometown, because I remember growing up, Hudson, I believe, did something like this with the book releases, but when I was growing up, I actually lived in Cleveland, so to my dad, that was too far away, so I never got to go, and especially because it was, like, midnight releases, so it was late at night and everything, driving home from Hudson, he didn't want to do it. So, being able to have something like this literally in my backyard has just been, like, such a treat for the past 4 years. And I remember the first year that it was announced, well, first of all, I was excited to get another book, well, screenplay, whatever you want to call it, from J.K. Rowling. But then to coincide it with, like, an event that I thought that I was never going to get to experience because Hudson didn't announce they were doing anything, because I was, like, watching. I'm like, is Hudson going to do it again? Are they going to do it again? And then they didn't, and Kent did. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's even better. It's right here. I live in Kent. I love this city. I went to Kent State. It supports the community. I mean, seeing the campus and that the downtown area grow since I even graduated has just been amazing to watch. I love just going and hang. I mean, like, it wasn't like that when I was a freshman, I'll tell you guys that. So seeing it grow from when I was a freshman to now is awesome. And the event just makes it even better every year. Mm-hmm. And to say, like, I mean, that first year was absolute insanity. And for anybody who has come in the past and they think that it's overwhelming, like, I'm like your guys' social media warrior, where I'll, like, go on there and people will be like, this event was so disorganized. They'll be like, no, it's better now. That was the first year. Stop saying these things. I was like, they didn't expect it the first year, but they made it so much better. There's parking and transportation, and they've closed the streets down, and it's just so, so much better now than it was in the past. So I love it.
Samesies. I know my first year, I actually got to, like, really, really enjoy the event. It was when Swish had just started.
We hadn't started yet. So 2 years ago, we had said that, like, our birthday quote had happened, like, oh, we're gonna do this thing, but we hadn't released an episode yet. So yeah. Akio Designs was putting a flyer in every single order for Swish and Flick. I would grab it and I'd roll it up into the poster orders, and then I would tell people about the podcast. I was passing out the flyers to every single person, and our episode dropped, like, 2 days later.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was awesome. So I got to really enjoy the event. I had some great adult-themed beverages. I got to hang out, and it was so much fun. Last year was a little chaotic for me personally because I had a very small baby. But I got to come. I got a break. The hotel was right there that we got to keep my babe in. And so I came out, and we did trivia, and it literally felt like home. Like, whenever you go to the Wizarding World in Orlando, you feel at home if you're a Potterhead. Well, Kent brings that Hogwarts home feeling. And when you go, they just walk up and down, and people are cosplaying, and they're just having a good time, and everyone's smiling, and it was just so much fun. And we did the trivia, and we were expecting, like, all, like, adult trivia, whatever, and then all of a sudden, the stage is rushed by all these kids. It was amazing. And we were like, oh no, you guys, we have to make our questions easier. So we're, like, scrapping for easier questions. We're starting to ask them, and they're like sitting in their little groups, and they're like, these are so easy. And we're like, oh my gosh, harder, make them harder. So we're just so impressed by all the knowledge that these kids have. And I am stoked to do trivia again. And I'm stoked to make our little winner's bags and get it all put together. And we have some really exciting stuff that we're going to be giving away this year and stuff in our booth. And I'm really excited. I'm excited to go home again.
Aww. Oh, Tiffany.
I don't know. Just bring
How am I even going to top that? Oh, my God.
Sorry.
No, just, I mean, I can't say enough about the event because I was there on a sidewalk when it was insane 4 years ago, you know, just to watch it grow. And I mean, every year something is new, something's different. You ladies are nice enough to invite us back every year. We get to experience it from the inside. It's really cool. And then we get to, I mean, we're doing more than we did last year. Like, every year, like, it just keeps getting bigger, not just, like, for the event, but, like, for the vendors too.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I like it. So for everybody who doesn't know who's listening, I have all of the information for Swish and Flicks trivia and podcast to tell you guys so that you can be ready to go whenever we are on stage. So there is, we are hosting trivia, and there's going to be signups at the Gringotts Plaza. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay. There will be signups in the morning, and then we're going to cap it at 7 groups and 5 people, but 2 rounds of trivia, so 14 total groups of 5. And that's going to be from 11:45 to 12:45. And then later in the afternoon, we're doing a live podcast. I think a lot of the podcast is going to be driven by the people who are there. We want to interact with the people who are in the audience. So answer your burning Harry Potter questions, debate them, discuss them, all of that kind of stuff. We really want it to be like audience driven. So that will be from 3:45 to 5:15 on the same stage as trivia. We're at the same place. Yes.
Okay.
So yeah. And then, I mean, when we are not there, we're going to be at our booth, and we're also going to have our Akio Designs booth right next to it, selling our posters like we have been the past couple of years. But we're also going to be having some Swish and Flick merch for people as well, because I know merch! A lot of people are traveling and they don't want shipping and all that stuff. So we're going to have some stuff there for you guys if you would like it. I think also some Swish and Flick Pride merchandise, which people are super excited for. We still have some, and we want to continue our donation train to LGBT-friendly charities. So the Pride merch will benefit that, and then our regular merch, we'll have that as well. So, yeah.
All the merch you can ever dream of.
It's exciting, though.
I'm excited. It is. So, once again, beginning Friday, July 26th, for the bar crawl and run, the race check-in is at 6:30 and it starts at 7:30. The check-in for the Wobbly Wizard bar crawl is from 6 to 9 at Barfly. You get a lanyard and a Harry Potter glass with participation, correct?
Actually, Harry Potter glasses.
Oh, glasses. I'm sorry.
And a Magic Hat is our Magic Hat Brewing is our sponsor, so you get a Magic Hat glass.
Oh, you get a Magic Hat glass. Okay,
I mean things just got better. That was awesome.
Yeah, that's even cooler.
More stuff.
So cute. So
I enjoy a Magic Hat. That's good. Some good brews. Then July 27th, starting at 10 a.m., is the big event. Okay,
and it goes till 8.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you guys have anything going on Sunday at all, or no, for the weekend? No.
We? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's good, because we won't be, like, taking anybody away from anything that you guys are doing. I wanted to announce to our listeners that Swish and Flick will be hosting a breakfast on Sunday for all of our listeners that are coming. So if you guys are staying overnight Saturday night and you're not leaving until, like, the afternoon on Sunday, we're just going to gather in downtown Kent where everybody knows, because that's where the event was. We're going to meet in the little plaza between Barfly and
Brico.
Barfly and Brico. we're just going to have coffee, donuts, bagels, all kinds of good stuff that we're going to bring and hang out. So
amazing.
Yeah.
You are more than welcome to come and have some breakfast with us.
And we might.
But I'm sure you'll want to sleep.
Yeah, probably. We might have some like fun giveaway stuff at our breakfast too. So if you guys stick around until Sunday and you come and hang out with us, we have we've emptied our vaults at the Swish and Flick household, and we have some giveaway stuff that we need to get rid of.
Yeah.
So
amazing.
We're giving it to all the people.
Many things to hand out.
Yes. Yes. And we just want to say thank you to everybody that traveled to come and hang out with us. It's amazing. I can't believe the people that are coming from all over. And I think that we'll be at breakfast at like 9:30, 10, something like that. We'll give you some more specific dates on Saturday, probably when we see you, and figure that out, and we'll update. We'll make a little event on Facebook for everybody.
Yep.
Oh, it's still me. Sorry. Yes, go ahead.
Oh.
For you.
I'm sorry.
We'll put it on our social media so people can come to your event.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. Awesome.
Of course.
Sure.
I just want to give a shout out to Main Street Kent. Like, the profits don't just go back into the city. They go into nonprofits, community events, organizations that directly impact the community. We just really appreciate all the thought that goes into this. So.
Yes, you're very much appreciated. And thank you so much for joining us, ladies. It was a pleasure to get to speak with you again, and I look forward to seeing you on July 27th for our event. It's very soon. It's very soon. But you know what? It'll all work out and be ready.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Yeah, all your little bows will get tied, everything in due time. You're ready.
All
feel it.
Swish and flick, right?
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, that concludes this bonus episode. You're welcome, listeners. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Just my voice!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.